Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, if you've been following me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and Ina Garten. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste to share recipes, tips, and kitchen must-haves. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hey, I'm Bruce Bazzi. On my podcast, Table for Two, we have unforgettable lunch after unforgettable lunch with the best guest you could possibly ask for. People like Matt Bomer, Emma Roberts, and Colin Jost.
Did you say a Caesar salad with lobster?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Our second season is airing right now, so you can catch up on our conversations that are intimate and often hilarious. Listen to Table for Two with Bruce Bazzi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's have some fun on a Tuesday, and we are going to have a rip-roaring good time tonight. Apparently, we're flying Reaper drones on accident into Russian fighters. I doubt that's actually what happened, but we'll talk about that tonight. We're going to talk about, well, getting out of the city, what's happening with the finance sector. I swear, when I made the prediction yesterday, I didn't want it to be as true as it's about to be, but nevertheless, that's where we are. We have, oh gosh, I've got to get to this right away. It is the 140th anniversary today as Karl Marx's death, and we thought here on this show he deserved a moment of silence for this historical giant. So, all of us at once, let's be silent for Karl Marx. There we go. Now, sorry, Karl. Now we have all that and more. Oh, and a quick update about Senator Cucumber. All that and more is coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to do a little smorgasbord here. That's such a huge word that I nailed, Chris. We're going to do a little smorgasbord here in the open because there are some updates on things. One, Senator Cucumber, John Fetterman. We got word today that he is making a lot of progress as he's in the hospital battling with clinical depression. And I'm sure it didn't help that his wife took the kids on vacation as soon as he checked into the hospital. But nevertheless, he's making progress. We want to always, at all times, we want to be respectful when someone's dealing with something and making progress. We reached out to the Fetterman, his Senate office, his official Senate office, asked them if there was any kind of a statement he wanted released on the show. They wrote back. So wishing Senator Cucumber the very, very, very best. Oh, one more quick update before we get into the banking stuff and a quick email I have to respond to because apparently America needs more of a dad. You see, I am trying the best I can to be nice on occasion. I'm trying to be nicer, but sometimes that is a challenge for me. So I get this email, and I just want you to know I'm going to be nice. All right, I'm going to be nice. Jesse, please stop referring to Social Security and Medicare as entitlements. These programs are not entitlements. We paid into these programs all our working lives. The government took that money and spent it. It's not entitlements. It's money we invested in the government through no choice of our own. Okay, I understand when people feel this way because what you just said is true. You paid into Social Security and Medicare your whole life. The government now owes you that because you paid into it your whole life. What you just said is true. It is true. However, these programs are still going to bankrupt the United States of America. So whether you call them entitlements or not entitlements, and remember, look, my parents are on Social Security and Medicare. I know. I'm not telling everyone stop the checks from coming. But we are not going to do this thing that everyone... It's actually going to be a central theme on tonight's show. This thing that for some reason has taken hold in this country where you're never allowed to speak in uncomfortable ways, even if it's true. In fact, if it's true, that's the thing you're least allowed to say in this country right now. It drives me insane. This is not your mommy's show. This is your daddy's show. And I don't argue with math, and neither should you. Okay, so I took $10,000. And I took this $10,000 and I invested in a company with Chris, a shawarma station or something like that, Chris. A shawarma food truck. We bought a shawarma food truck. And Chris took all that money and embezzled it. And I lost 10 grand. Okay, that sucks, but the 10 grand's gone. I know that sucks. The 10 grand's gone. Again, everyone on the left and the right, they want to be coddled these days. I got this one made me laugh. I played that Trump clip from last night of him calling him DeSantis and saying Charlie Crist had Florida going red. It was really weird. It was terrible. It was just a dumb thing for Trump to do. And I got this. Typical Ronster. Blame the big meanie Trump. And he puts LOL. Ron has no chance against the system. It'll be easy to take that mousy voice meatball out. Weird. Never even heard you say one negative thing about DeSantis. Thanks. Says I can say his name, David, and then he goes on to say, but you aren't reading this on the air. Well, I just read it on the air, David, and you're stupid. And I want to make sure I'm clear about this because I don't want there to be any confusion. It's you're not stupid because you support Donald Trump. You're not stupid if you support Ron DeSantis. You're really, really stupid because you thought that these childish nicknames and things like that would be effective on me, and you thought you could blast away at me and that would move me or move anybody in the country back into Trump's corner. I'm going to say this again. When I criticize Trump, I'm not on anyone's team. I'm helping Donald Trump. You, the person with the MAGA hat on, who thinks Donald Trump walks on water, you know that you're the biggest never-Trumper on the planet, right? You think you love him? You hate his guts. Because Trump, to his credit, he listens to the base when the base speaks. But because you won't do anything but slobber all over your MAGA poster, you are holding Trump back. You're hurting him. I'm helping. You're hurting. But you think I'm the enemy. I'm your friend. I want Trump to do better. I believe Trump's going to be the nominee. I believe Trump has a good chance of beating Biden and being the next president. And because I believe that, whenever I see screw-ups, I'm going to criticize them. You're not. You're going to be dabbing your eyes watching the latest Trump rally. I'm going to be trying to help Donald Trump, not you. Instead, here's what you're going to do. You're going to say, DeSantis! You're going to roll out stupid stuff like that, and you're going to spend the next 2 years losing people who should be your people. Remember this. Remember, and you don't have to love this. You don't have to hate it, depending on which camp you're in. Who knows? But what I'm about to tell you, it's a fact. Ron DeSantis, let's say he's down 20. Again, every other day the DeSantis people are going to put out a poll showing he's ahead, and then the Trump people will put out a poll showing they're ahead. Forget about the stupid polls this primary season. I know how this game works. But let's say DeSantis is down 20. Let's say he's got 30% of the vote and Trump has 60. Okay, good. Trump's winning. Fine. You understand that almost every single person who's in the DeSantis camp was formerly in Trump's camp and left for one reason or another. Now, let me ask you something. Again, I don't care about your opinion on that. What I just said is a fact. But let me ask you something. Do you think you're going to DeSantis them back into your camp? Do you think that's going to coax the former Trump voter back into Trump's camp? I don't care about Ron DeSantis' feelings or what Trump says about him or anything like that. None of that matters to me at all. I don't know Ron DeSantis. I don't know Donald Trump, nor do I care to know either of them. I don't ask them to come on the show. I don't like when politicians come on the show. They don't have anything interesting to say. So I just don't ask them on very often. It's just not something I do. But you understand that you should be criticizing the politician who wants to lead you, right? That these people are supposed to be your servants. And you understand that it's not 2015. Donald Trump needs momentum back. He needs to take people who have moved into DeSantis' camp, and I don't blame those people. That's fine, too, moving to DeSantis' camp. He needs to take those people and bring them back in. He's not going to do it with DeSantis, one that's stupid. It's not even a good nickname. Like Lion Ted, it was a great nickname. He's had so many great nicknames. DeSantis doesn't mean anything. It's not only stupid, at some point in time, it looks like you're obsessed with the guy who you're supposedly beating. It's not effective. That's why I criticize it. It's not effective. It's dumb. You should see my emails. So they're all, it's all Trump fans saying, what's he doing? Well, I'm trying to help. If you don't even get mad at Trump. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at the never Trumpers, the ones who think that they love Trump to death. Shut up, Jesse. Never criticize Trump. He's the best. No, you're a never Trumper. You actually hate his guts. You're the mom when your son gains 400 pounds and his blood pressure's 900 over 800, and he's one donut away from dying, you're the mom saying, I love you, son. You look so handsome. You've never looked so good. I'm the dad saying, go lose weight, Tubby. You're going to die if you don't. Which one of us loves that son more? All right. Now it's time to talk banking and finance. This should be a blast because made a little prediction yesterday, and it looks like we're heading that way. But you're not stupid. You know this isn't going to stop at Silicon Valley Bank. This isn't going to stop at Signature Bank. You saw what Moody's did today. In case you missed this little tidbit, this kind of went under the radar. Might want to pay attention here.
NBC is reporting Moody's Investor Service downgraded the entire banking system to a negative outlook from stable, citing a rapidly deteriorating operating environment. It added that banks with unrealized losses are under particular pressure.
A rapidly deteriorating operating environment. Have you made that phone call to Oxford Gold Group yet? Do you have gold weaved into your 401k and IRA yet? You know, that's probably something you should do right now. Not after the show, not next hour. Like right now, you should be on the phone before it's too late. Don't email me a month from now, a week from now, and say, Jesse, I should have listened. The bubble popped. Jesse, why didn't I get gold and silver delivered? Jesse, why didn't I get gold and silver in my IRA, 401k? I lost it all. Well, then it's too late. Do it now, or it is what it is. 833-995-GOLD, all right? 833-995-GOLD. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you want to understand part of the reason I'm so negative towards our financial outlook right now, it's actually more than just the bank closures and things like that. I want to point to something that's totally unrelated to banking and finances. I saw an article today as I was reading the New York Post, and it brought it all home to me. Headline: Mayor Adams must get his NYPD house in order as cop resignations soar. Okay. Cops are resigning at a record pace, record-breaking pace. Remember, for a while there, this may be still going on, but it got so bad at the NYPD that they were making guys schedule their retirement. Because normally, hey, you're retiring. You can come do it anytime, right? They were telling guys, hey, we are booked. Could you come back next Thursday and retire then? There's too many people retiring. And this headline just speaks so much about where we are and so much of your frustration and my frustration and why I'm so down on the entire country, because this is about so much more than that. It's about so much more than crime in New York and various other things. People have to understand this nation, much of the nation, including much of the right, has had fences built around it of things they're allowed to say, things they're no longer allowed to say, thoughts you're allowed to have, thoughts you're not allowed to have. False fences have been built around not just the left, the entire country. And these fences cannot be broken. They can either be ignored, but you're not just going to break through them if you want to continue to be part of huge parts of the system. So when it comes to Eric Adams, this is what I mean. Eric Adams, mayor of the most important city in the world, he knows that New Yorkers are mad about crime. He's well aware. That's why he gives a new press conference talking about it all the time. And yet nothing has actually changed when it comes to the policies, has it? Still cashless bail, still violent crooks out on the street, still somebody getting shot in Brooklyn every other minute. Nothing's changed. Why? Well, here's why. Because when I pointed this out, someone says, well, I don't understand. Who's this popular with? Who wants these policies? This is where we make a mistake. Always, always, always remember this. The right has forever thought that we were in a popularity contest. We thought that it was about popular. I can't do this. I can't speak about this. It's unpopular. I'll speak about this. It's popular. Hey, what should I run my campaign on? Hey, what's the five most popular things? I'll talk about the popular things. Hey, what things are unpopular? I'll talk about unpopular things. We can't pass this bill, not before the election. It would be unpopular. The left, the Democrats, the communists, to their credit, forever have understood popular. Popular doesn't matter. Power. Power is what matters. You're focusing on the wrong P. Why can't Eric Adams, and he may want to, I don't know, but why can't Eric Adams crack down on crime? Why has there been no crackdown on crime? After all, cracking down on crime is very popular. Why won't he do it? Because Eric Adams understands that popular doesn't mean anything at all. The people in positions of power, they don't want the jailbreak to stop. So the jailbreak continues. Popular? You're worried about popular? You would look at that. Someone on the right would look at that and say, you know what we need to do? We need to poll New Yorkers. Let's get a poll. And then we'd hold up the results of the poll. See this? 80% of New Yorkers say they want the jailbreak to stop. This has got to stop because 80% say so. It's so popular. And if the communist was being honest, he would take your piece of paper and he'd take it away from you and he'd grab a pen and he'd write some things down on it. And you know what he'd hold back up to you? Really? Because George Soros, who funds our politics here, he wants the jailbreak to continue, and that's why it will continue. You hold up your paper showing 80%. I hold up my paper showing my entire donor base and my most committed radical voting base. They want the jailbreak to continue. You thought we were dealing with popular? Now, how's this tie into the banks? Well, the truth is, so much of our economy, this goes way beyond banks, so much of our economy now, so much of our nation now, government, Pentagon, the oil companies, finance, it doesn't matter, so much of our country now, we have prioritized diversity and equity and inclusion. I saw Chevron was out there today. Look at all these women now. Equity matters. Well, so much of these of our country is now focused towards diversity, which is the death of everything, as you well know. And so things will begin dying. They'll just begin slowly dying. Here's a great headline for you. Only one member of the failed SVB, Silicon Valley Bank's board, had experience in banking. One guy had ever been in banking. So we look at it and we say, okay, obviously, diversity focus hurt things. Did it directly cause it? I don't know. We will never have that answer. There's never going to be a detailed report. We failed because we hired too many women. That's not going to happen. Things will just slowly die around you. And as companies wake up and realize this, they will, and many of them already do, want to make changes. Hey, we can't do this. We're failing. We should change. But they can't change, even though change would be popular, because the people with power say no. That's the problem. When it comes to the corporate world, finance and otherwise, the only fight we can make, the only winnable fight, is putting our money where our morals are. That doesn't just mean abstaining from the places we can abstain from. That means when we have to buy things, when we have to go buy goods and services, are we going to companies that share our values, or are we not? Where'd you get your pillows? Where'd you get your sheets, mattress toppers, slippers, pajamas, dog bed? You know, you have any idea how many products MyPillow has, and now they have the brand new MyPillow 2.0 out. Greatest pillow ever, even though I was assaulted with it last night. Did I tell you I was assaulted with it last night? In fact, I'm going to reach out to MyPillow about that and see if maybe I can get some extra sheets because I was assaulted with the pillow. I'll tell you the stories of being assaulted in the middle of the night with a MyPillow in a second. Before then, get your MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever.
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. If you follow me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and of course, Ina Garten and Martha Stewart. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste that comes out every Thursday, and it's serving up recipes that will make your mouth water. Think a candied bacon Bloody Mary, tacos with cabbage slaw, curry cauliflower with almonds and mint, and cherry slab pie with vanilla ice cream to top it all off. I mean, yum, I'm getting hungry. But if you're not sold yet, we also have kitchen tips like a foolproof way to grill the perfect burger and must-have products like the best cast iron skillet to feel like a chef in your own kitchen. All you need to do is sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can be better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison. we'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive, most consistent podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports.
Steph, KD, Anthony Davis, and LeBron, they were better, and those teams pushed them to greatness. They brought the greatness out of them.
Politics.
These people are not your friends. They're looking for your vote. This is not a popularity personality contest. To me, it's a policy contest.
Pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. New episodes come out twice a week and always pack a punch with over 1,100 episodes in the catalog. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Look, this is... I'm going to play you something really quickly. We're going back to the death of everything, and I'm going to tell you about being assaulted with a pillow here in just a second. But along the death of everything lines, these companies, many of them are communist, but many of them are not, and they want out, and they know it's killing them. They know it's killing them, but they don't have the power, or don't feel they have the power to get out. And as everything around us slowly rots away and dies, as companies focus on diversity instead of what matters, as diversity and equity and inclusion, do we have enough women? Do we have enough Asians? Do we have enough gays? Do we have enough black people? Do we have enough? Do we have enough of this? Do we have enough? As everyone focuses on things that don't matter and sacrifices things that do matter, things will die. The death of everything will die. The death of everything. That's why we call it that. But remember, the communist, as things die around us, he's going to yell at you constantly. He's going to constantly be telling you this. It wasn't diversity. It was the this. It was the regulators. It was the taxes. It was the dumb decision. It was the this. It was the that. And he'll say this, and this is where the right will get caught up. I can't wait to watch the right get caught up in this. Then he'll say things like, you don't have any proof it was because of diversity. Well, that's because there is no proof. There's never going to be a memo. There's never going to be a leaked memo from the head of, let's see what the newest one is, Goldman Sachs. There's never going to be a leaked email from the head of Goldman Sachs that comes out and says, hey, we started focusing on only hiring gay people instead of hiring just sharp finance people. And since we've done that, the company's gone downhill. Our returns have gone downhill. So we're going to dump that because that was the reason. You're never, ever, ever going to read that. You can't admit to the truth, to the one truth nobody can admit to now. It's never going to come. Things are just going to die. Signature Bank closed up shop. Here's Signature Bank.
I'm Scott Shea, chairman of Signature Bank, and it is a pleasure for me to welcome you to this meeting of the Pride Council. And I'm just thrilled that
the Pride Council, by the way, I'll let him keep going.
There are about 40 people in the room. I understand there are something like 190 people at watch parties.
The most common pronouns that folks are familiar with are she and he. Yeah. Becoming much more common, and I don't know if there's anyone in the
Just keep in mind, this is not Berkeley College. This is Signature Bank.
Signature Bank world, but probably you have clients that use they, them as pronouns. They're gender neutral pronouns on purpose. We talked about folks that are non-binary that intentionally don't identify as male or female. So some of those folks use they, them as their pronouns. Z is another gender neutral pronoun. And the other part of that would be here, spelled H-I-R. And then there's some folks that say,
this is a bank executive.
Don't use any pronouns for me, just use my name. So I use he, him as my pronouns, but I'll go through all of these to talk about what they would sound like if I used each one.
Now, is there going to be some report that comes out tomorrow? Oh my goodness, there's an official report commissioned by the government or the board or the Treasury Department. And this report, we've gone into it in detail. And what it shows us is the company is only focused on hiring black people and women for the last 10 years. And that has resulted in the complete collapse of Signature Bank. You're never, ever, 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 ever going to read that email because it's never going to exist. It's never going to be written. There's not going to be an official notice. Just a heads up, this is another diversity death. You're just going to watch the things around you, well, die. You're watching it now. You see it all over the place. I see it everywhere. Just the slow rot in the quality of everything. But don't worry, Chevron's going to hire more women. That's what we need. Definitely more women out there. That's what's been holding us back. Not talented people, just women. Let's focus there. Now, real quickly, before I get into the shares and my prediction and all the other ugliness, just want to bring this up. I was assaulted last night by MyPillow, and I'm going to reach out to MyPillow, and I'm going to demand some sort of an explanation, and this is what happened. So I come to bed. I am almost asleep. Now, I'm kind of half asleep. Actually, almost asleep isn't quite right, but it's taken me forever to fall asleep last night. For some reason, I couldn't. I think it was midnight, and the wife is sleeping beside me. And I'm laying there, I'm half asleep, and she apparently either full asleep or half asleep. I guess she had two MyPillows under her because she has MyPillow for her neck problems. She grabs one of the pillows under her, and I wake up to, wham, the pillow smashing me in the face at midnight. And I come awake, and I say, what in the world? And she looks over and says, oh my gosh, I forgot you were here. Chris, I was lied to, right? She was either in a sleepy stupor. She didn't take sleeping pills or a glass of wine or anything like that. She either woke up from some kind of a night terror or I was assaulted in the middle of the night for no reason. I don't know how you grab something from a dead sleep, Chris. Some people can. Now, hold on. There are sleepwalkers out there. There are sleepwalkers. I knew a guy one time who got up in the middle of the night when he was a kid and went over to the neighbor's house and peed on the front porch, which is kind of hilarious, actually, now that I think about it. But seriously, there are sleepwalkers out there, Chris. Sleepwalking is a real thing. Maybe that's what happened. Either way, I was attacked. All right, that's enough of that. Do you remember me from, oh, I don't know, yesterday saying this? So this is the problem when you have what we have. If this does snowball, and they start to close, and they start to collapse, and start to close, and start to collapse, not only will this increase government power, because government's going to start stepping in and essentially taking over these places, it's going to increase government power because the people are going to ask them to. That's just the bottom line. You've already seen it today from various politicians on both sides. Well, I'm not sure how I feel about it, but I know you shouldn't lose your deposit. Well, if that's your response to one, then that'll be your response to Signature Bank because they're the second. And then that'll be the response to the next bank and 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 the next bank. And soon you have an industry where the federal government is going to step in, maybe create whole new departments, maybe pass another gigantic $1 trillion or $2 bill. Oh, Chris, I hope you're writing all this down. This is going to be a segment that the Oracle is going to want replayed. Trust me on this. They're coming for the financial system because chaos, angst, fear always aids the communist. When you have a disaster like this, you don't get free market in the end. You don't get more free market. You don't get less regulation. You don't get less government. You get more. Jesse, you're such a wingnut. That's so over the top. That's never going to happen here in America. Nothing like that's going to happen. Oh, good. From today, this is the former Treasury Secretary, Roger Altman.
What the authorities did over the weekend was absolutely profound. They guaranteed the deposits, all of them, at Silicon Valley Bank. And what that really means, and they won't say this, what that really means is that they have guaranteed the entire deposit base of the U.S. financial system, the entire deposit base. And so this is a breathtaking step, which effectively nationalizes or federalizes the deposit base of the U.S. financial system. Now, you can call it a bailout, you can call it something else, but it's really absolutely profound. Now, The authorities, including the White House, are not going to say that, because what I just said, of course, implies that they've just nationalized the banking system. And in, technically speaking, they haven't. But in a broad sense, they're verging on that.
Sorry, Chris. You mind if I just take a minute? What, Chris? I don't know why you're not happy. You should be happy. My success is your success. So whenever the Oracle comes on here and makes predictions that come true, I can't help. Just give me a second, Chris. I'm just going to stretch here and just kind of bask in this for a moment. Chris said I'd quit, but I need the job. Sorry, Chris. You're bound here by your love of money. Everyone knows that. All right, quit. Now, there's another story about shares and banking and all the other things, but the story we probably should bring up is the Russian fighter plane and the U.S. Reaper drone. That's not good. We'll talk about that in a second. You are, you are getting physically stronger, right? Boys are on spring break right now. Got up this morning, hung out with the kiddos, made them my world-famous pancakes, and then we went up. After a good, healthy pancake meal, we went up and we lifted weights together. I like to lift weights with my sons. And then we went downstairs and we drank protein drinks, and I washed down my male vitality stack from Chalk with a protein shake. I am basically testosterone in human form now. All natural herbal supplements. In all seriousness, fellas, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. The difference in how you'll feel is palpable. You can taste it, which I guess that's what palpable means, so I didn't have to say that. Either way, go to Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, gets you 35% off the subscriptions. 35% off. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. All right, Russian MiGs. I heard that in Top Gun. We'll talk about it next.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we'll get to this Russian fighter thing in a second. And we are going to get back to this bank stuff because I'm worried about something that's coming. Well, you know what? Let me just get this out because we're already talking about bank stuff anyway. I'm worried about the reaction to the other banks closing. What have we said? What have we said is the most damaging public outcry in human history? What is it? Somebody do something. It's the worst thing in the world, right? Well, we know that they're raising interest rates. We know, again, uncomfortable truths, they have to raise interest rates. When you stop an economy and print trillions of dollars and pass multiple trillion-dollar bills, you're going to get insane inflation. Remember this. Inflation, the value of the U.S. dollar, it is the kind of thing that can change the entire planet. The U.S. dollar is the world's reserve currency. If you blow up the value of the dollar, oh my gosh, the laundry list of horrible things that will cascade down from that, they're beyond anything you and I really want to sit down and unpack. Okay, so let's just start there. It's not an option to have that kind of inflation. The Fed knows this. So they've been jacking up interest rates because that's the only way. There's not another way. You can't take all that money we blew during COVID and stuff that toothpaste back in the tube. So now the only way to lower inflation, to cut it off, to get it back down, is by raising interest rates. So they start raising the interest rates. And then, boom, bank goes down. Boom, bank goes down. Moody's, you heard what Moody's said earlier.
NBC is reporting Moody's Investor Service downgraded the entire banking system to a negative outlook from stable, citing a rapidly deteriorating operating environment. It added that banks with unrealized losses are under particular pressure. Now, yesterday, the credit rating agency put six U.S. banks on review for potential credit rating downgrades. Signature Bank was also given a C rating by Moody's yesterday as well.
Now, here's what I'm seeing. And I'm starting to see a lot of this. The Fed, because they're intimidated by the banks closing, by what's happening with the banks, the Fed is backing off, or say they might be backing off, some of the interest rate hikes because they know more interest rate hikes, more banks go down. More interest rate hikes, more banks go down. And the banks are now screaming at them, if you raise rates, we're finished. So what's happening is the Fed, remember, this is all computerized. These are flesh and blood people who make mistakes. The Fed is looking at this and everyone's chirping in their ear and there's going to be a run on the banks and oh my gosh. And they're already signaling, maybe we won't raise it at all. Or maybe we'll just raise it a little. But that's not good news. That's bad news. Because they have to raise it. If they don't raise it, inflation number, new inflation number, 6% today. I know you already saw it. I know you've heard everybody talk about it. I don't need to tell you what the inflation numbers are. You feel it when you buy groceries. But that number goes up from here without interest rates going up. And I don't celebrate any of this because it's not your fault. The people in government did this to us when they shut down our country and then passed a bunch of idiotic COVID laws, handing out stimulus checks like drunken sailors, printing trillions of dollars. Republicans and Democrats both, they all did this to us. So there's nothing we can do about that now. Right now, we face the collapse of the dollar or sky-high interest rates that will guarantee a recession. Look, even Democrats are saying, and here's Larry Summer, he worked for Obama.
So my guess is that at some point, the Fed will push and push. We will not get inflation accelerate and skyrocket out of control. But my guess is that the process of bringing down inflation will bring on a recession at some stage, as it almost always has in the past.
Yeah, well, that's where we are now. There aren't good options. And people hate hearing that. Because people love to be lied to. Everyone does. I do. You do. It's human nature. We love to be lied to. If I come home tonight and I somehow at the studio have developed a massive pimple on my forehead. It's just a big, ugly pimple. Like I'm 15 again. And I walk in the door tonight. Do I want to hear that first thing when I walk in the door from the wife? Hey, baby. Oh, my gosh. What is the boil on your forehead? You look like a gargoyle. Jeez. Just go cut your head off. You need surgery? No. I want to walk in the door after a day of work and hear, oh, look, you look so good. Man, you're handsome. Oh, welcome home. We've missed you. Lie to me, please. People want to be lied to right now, and they want to be told there's somehow a third option. Hey, we don't have to have out-of-control inflation or a recession. Let's figure out a different way. But I've been telling you the truth for what? Especially when it comes to COVID stuff. What, 3 years now? I've been giving it to you right between the eyes. I'm not going to stop. There's no other way. There's no, what did Janet Yellen call it? Soft landing. There ain't no soft landing. Remember, as we've said before, fear. All that COVID panic. Fear is the most expensive thing in the world. As we're about to find out. Because the bill comes due. Now, I didn't even get to the Russian fighter jet. Why does our military keep running into things? This seems to happen a lot. We keep running into things. Remember the Navy submarine that ran into an underwater mountain? Remember the other Navy ship ran into a fishing vessel? One burnt to ash while sitting at harbor? And apparently Reaper drones are now suicide drones. We will get into that. I promise we'll get into that in a moment. Before we get into that, let's get to this. Let's get to something wonderful. You know that I'm going to take calls later on? Probably, don't call yet, probably a half hour from now. But I'm going to take calls later on, and I'm going to let you talk about what you want, but we're going to do something we've done before on this show. We're going to talk about something you're grateful for. One thing in your life, large or small, that you're grateful for. I don't care whether it's your kids or a glass of water. Find something to be grateful for. I'm grateful for your generosity when it comes to things like preborn. Because when preborn first approached me and we started talking about doing something for these unborn babies, I didn't know how you would respond to that. I didn't know, right? You know, it's a passion of mine, giving these women who are about to have an abortion, giving them an ultrasound so they can make a better decision, the right decision. But I didn't know whether that was something you would be interested in at all, whether you would have any kind of a heart for that. But the response has been so overwhelming. I am grateful for you tonight. $28. That's all it costs to buy her that ultrasound. Preborn gives it to her for free. And by the way, 2 years of care as well if she needs it. Whatever she needs, diapers, formula, whatever, help, whatever she needs, they're there for her. You've done that. If you want to join that fight or continue that fight, go to preborn.com/Jesse and give today. Or pick up your phone, dial #250 and say baby, all right? Sponsored by Preborn. Now, Russian fighters and Reaper drones playing bumper cars. That doesn't seem good. Hang on.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, lately I've been overwhelmed by the whole wellness industry. So much information out there about flaxseed, pelvic floor, serums, and anti-aging. So I launched a newsletter. It's called Body and Soul, to share expert-approved advice for your physical and mental health. And guess what? It's free. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise it will make you happier and healthier.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Wake and Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.